From the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge of you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Ah, temptation! We have this to deal with too, all of us. Even those who are not of our faith, or perhaps of any religious faith at all. Temptation is a reality we're all aware of. And this gospel passage describes a series of temptations that Jesus experienced and how he coped. How do we deal with temptation? I believe you can overcome temptation if you think in the long term and do not allow your entire being to be dominated by the perhaps fatal attraction of the present moment. Jesus was hungry after a penitential fast of some 40 days. Yes, the thought of fresh bread was tempting, and he certainly enjoyed some very soon. But the temptation was to consider bread, and by implication other commodities, to be the stuff that gives us meaning and makes sense. And yet, it is the truth that lies behind and within all things and all people, the living Word of God. Here is the true nourishment that does not grow stale. "Throw yourself down from the pinnacle of the temple. Heaven knows that heaven will rescue you. You will be unharmed." This is perhaps the most modern of the temptations of Jesus. How many people pack themselves with drugs, pills, nicotine, alcohol, pornography, inappropriate sexual activity with others or with yourself? How many people believe they become almighty, so untouchable that they start believing they're indestructible, and all the while they are destroying their own lives? The resistance to this temptation will mean none of us feels he or she is God, and in knowing our true nature, which is actually to be sons and daughters of God, we keep our feet on the ground and yet, in Christ, dream of the paradise we are promised. It calls for adult behavior that is sensible, behavior that thinks of our neighbor and of God. Here is our divine prospect, adoption as children of God by God. Thirdly, would you like to be king or queen of the whole world? What a temptation! You might like to join the Big Brother world, where millions will look at you as the star of a make-believe world dominated by cameras and microphones. This temptation is perhaps the ultimate form of escapism. You are invited to devote weeks, months of your life admiring yourself and allowing yourself to be absorbed by the glare of publicity. You allow the medium to massage you and somehow postpone living. postpone living the life that is honest to God and to yourself too. Jesus cleared his mind and heart, coped with the temptations, and moved on. The rest is not just history, it is good news for you and me. We are invited to think long term, think of a life of honesty, of joyful living without pretense. Do not allow yourself to be drowned in the fatal attractions today offers. We have here no lasting city, but seek one to come.